Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. Totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Okay, let's get started with our podcast. You want to hit the video? I don't like the angle. Well,
you don't like the angle?
Yeah, you got to hit video.
Okay, but why?
Let's see. I don't know how the angle. It just doesn't seem like it's capturing.
It's not good.
Tilted this way. What are you doing? You're supposed to be a filmmaker.
I made it
tilted
wrong.
The other way.
I know. Okay, let me
retilt it. Is that tilting?
No, because you can't. What am I supposed to tilt?
On an angle, you put it on an angle. There, perfect. No, bring it closer.
Okay, no, that's good. That's good. Leave it. That's good. Basically, the issue that Rich is having, I'm not wearing my glass on this one.
I have no issue.
Yes, your issue is that you didn't feel like you were getting enough screen, right?
No,
you were
it was coming at me at a wrong angle. I don't want it to come at me at a wrong angle.
You need all this exactly filmed correctly, right?
People
kind of gave you a hard time about what you were wearing last time.
Listen, we're not doing a fashion show. We're doing a podcast. I dressed the way I dressed around the house, or like I'm going to work or whatever.
You care little for the camera.
I'm not here for the camera. I'm here to do a podcast. I threw on a shirt. I wore this last night.
What's this called?
Flannel.
Uncle Cholo?
Flannel.
Oh.
You didn't know that? All you do is make clothes.
I knew it was flannel, but I didn't know what the look was called.
There's no look. It's
fancy
me.
Fancy farmer. I don't know what this is.
It's me. My hair's a mess, so I wanted to cover my hair, and I put my shirt on. I button my top button. If you don't button your top button, then it just looks like an everyday flannel. But if you button like this, it adds character.
Out of prison. Right?
There you go with the prison. I'm just saying.
You do. I think that you want to look tough all the time.
No, I don't try to look tough. I'm tough. I'm not real tough, but, you know, I took the dead mouse out. I took the dead mouse that was in the trap in the garage.
The other night, Rich saw a mouse in the house.
We talked about this.
We did?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
We did. But go ahead.
And then, so we came into the did we talk about it?
Yes, we talked about it last week.
You jumped up on a chair and almost broke your leg because you missed the chair a little bit?
First of all, I didn't almost break my leg.
Second of all, you were like trying to jump up on a wicker chair. You were flipping out because of a mouse. I've never seen.
I wasn't flipping out. I was giving the mouse room to run.
I've honestly have never seen anyone behave like that, like a grown-up. I've never seen a grown-up that, like, that's always just in movies and stuff where people run screaming and jump on chairs.
I didn't scream and I didn't
run. Although I haven't been around that many people when I've encountered mice, so.
Well, all I know is I caught one in the garage. I took a shovel, picked it up, and I walked it outside and put it in the garbage. The little black one, the one that has been terrorizing us.
We got the gray one first, then the black one. I feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
About killing the mice.
I don't feel bad. What are you going to do? They're mice. Carry ticks. They're the number one carrier of ticks.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, ticks don't. Everybody thinks it's deer, but it's rodents that carry ticks.
Okay. You know a lot about ticks.
You got that right. When it comes to ticks, you had a tick on you this summer.
Thank you.
I didn't.
Right.
I tuck my pants into my socks when I'm playing golf. So
after
they don't
we saw
my
the
legs.
Mouse, you tucked your pants into your socks like the mouse was going to run up your leg.
Not when my pants tucked into my sock. I had it all prepared.
Then he went and got wood from Lowe's.
Yeah.
And
2x2s. No, 1x1s.
So that we could all put it under our doors.
No, put it by the doors so the mice wouldn't run under, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know why I said it wrong.
Well, you said under the door.
Well,
against the door.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so you're not sleeping at night and a mouse runs
under.
Yeah,
but as I pointed out, what if the mouse is already in your room? Then you've locked it in there with you. It has nowhere to go but up the side of your bed frame.
Yeah.
Over top of you. I've lived in places with mice before, and I remember one time living in this was, I'd already started doing stand-up, and I was living in the back room of this guy's house and on a mattress on the floor, and there was a mouse. Like, there was always mice. You could always just hear in the middle of the night, like, clamp, like the trap going off. But also, I had all these bags, like shopping bags, I guess, that I had my things in. I was really doing well. And I could hear the mouse like running through the shopping bags all the time. It would wake me up at night. And one time I felt it run across my back.
Whoa.
That's a pretty insane.
Well, what gets me is you went through that whole thing, that whole story about shopping bags, back room, just to say once a mouse ran across my back.
I was recalling like, this was like a lot. Like, I remember not being able to sleep very well. One time we had a rat when I lived in Toronto.
That was really scary. That's when it's time to move.
Well, I thought we had a ghost because the light in my room would just go off and sometimes it would just go on. And it turns out the rat had been eating at the wire. So it was like just like a loose wire.
It wasn't a ghost.
It was a rat.
Some people say I'm a loose wire.
Well, I think you do have some wires loose. I didn't even know if I should say that. It seemed too easy. But what do you think is better, to have a ghost or to have a rat?
A ghost any day.
You'd rather have a ghost than a rat?
What's a ghost? Big deal. It's a ghost. Just hanging out. Ghosts don't bother. Ghosts don't hurt you. Rats can bite you and give you rabies. Ghosts can't bite you. See what I'm saying?
The ghost could do worse.
What can a ghost do? Move? Ghost, what's it going to do?
They can inhabit your body.
No. Ghosts don't.
They can have sex with you.
Well, at least somebody is.
Hey.
No, you know what I'm saying.
2 days ago we did, and I was very, very happy about it.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, because that means I don't have to do it again for 2.5 weeks. I'm done.
2.5 weeks?
I've lengthened the time betweens.
No, you shortened it.
No.
You said don't talk about sex on the podcast.
Right, let's not talk about it.
But it's maybe once a month, which is fine with me. You know?
You get other things.
Whatever. Let's pick this pace up. Come on, pick it up. I can't do this without picking it up.
I'm trying. Okay, so we talked about the mouse.
We did last week, too. Nobody wants to hear
about
it.
Okay, well, you're not manly.
I am very manly.
Yet you wear these outfits.
It's not outfits. I just put on a shirt, and instead of putting on a hat,
I've never seen you wear one of these.
Oh, ask Raina. I always do. Oh, she's not here. People are missing Raina on the podcast.
Yeah, we should get her on.
We got to do a cameo with Raina. So, why don't you call her on the phone, have her do a cameo? Forget it. All right. So,
where do we start?
I know. It's already very boring. So, let's get
started.
Well,
there's other things that we were going to go over.
Well, go
like
over.
An election. You don't want to talk about that?
Go ahead. Everybody has.
Well, you keep saying that, but then it's like,
Well, go ahead. Let's talk about it.
No, pick something. Pick something. You seem to...
The election.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Biden won.
Yes,
but
he did. It honestly felt like a load off. It felt like... It really did feel like... Because also the last 2 days have been so nice and beautiful out and sunny. It's like, it feels like, doesn't it? Don't you have a little bit of euphoria? You don't. Because you don't.
I'm neutral. I wanted him to win, but I don't think anybody's a winner yet until,
Definitely. We're definitely a winner on one respect. So I hate when people say that. It's like,
Well, if he's not, when he's in the White House and Donnie is out, then you could say, who knows what can happen. They're always, I think.
Right. You're hedging your bets because he's claiming that he's going to
he won't leave.
Right.
He's going to be the first president squatter to squat at the White House.
Good one.
Oh, I'm not trying to be funny, obviously. But
no, you don't do that here.
No, this isn't that. About me being funny. This is about me talking and being serious and people learning, listening and learning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Look, I don't want to, get Trump fans to get pissed off or Biden fans to get pissed off. The bottom line, listen, there's no moderation in this country anymore. Both parties have been hijacked by extremists, both sides, you like some things one person does. You dislike some things one person does. You like some things that other people do. You dislike some things that other people do. You can't agree with you can't completely agree with somebody on the left. You can't completely agree with somebody on the right. It's insane. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you try to, it's like, look, it's like golf. There's some shots you can't make, so why try it? You see what I'm saying? So
don't make 100% of the shots you don't try.
But sometimes it's better to be safe and make the next shot instead of, putting all your cards.
Right. You don't want to go wild on that one.
On that one shot that you know. So I don't know if this is a good comparison or a scenario. Probably not. But what I'm saying is you can't completely agree with everything on one side, So,
ooh,
we got what I like.
Got the scoop.
Well, that's, when it comes to politics, you do come to me.
You could move your chair over.
Over where?
Here.
No. I like room. I like space.
Oh.
So, we vote. And here's two. When I voted, I went there. You had to fill out one piece of paper, a form. Then you fill out the ballot. You put the ballot in the envelope. They seal it. But they're looking at the other stuff that you filled out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's none of their fucking business. When I vote, the last time you vote, we voted in 2016. You walk in, you pull a lever. It's nobody's business. I'm filling out paperwork that says, what party do you belong to, Democratic or Republican? That's none of their fucking business. Because say you write Democrat, they go, well, he's voting for Biden. And if there was any funny business, if they were against
funny business.
Yeah, funny business. So
there was no funny business.
That questionnaire, you don't know if there's funny business on one side or the other side. This was not the way I, would like to vote. I like to walk into the thing, pull a lever, vote for who I want to, vote on the issues that I want to. And that's it. But now people got your fucking, they got your more information they have on you. It's just more information that they have collected. That's all. And I think, I don't know if that's right or left, if the people on the right were for it or against it or people on the left. I didn't follow all that. I'm just saying when I vote, I like to walk into the booth. You don't have the option to vote because you're Canadian. You don't have that. You don't have the privilege as us, as Americans. You are looked down on.
I'm also a sex offender.
Woo, doggy. Do you think that's good comedy? You think that's the kind of comedy people want to hear?
No, you're right.
You do that kind of stuff. Ooh, look how edgy I am. But that stuff comes back to haunt people.
Terrible. Bad.
Yeah.
I've changed. I've thought about it. I've grown since I've just said it. And I'd like to apologize again for saying it. It was thoughtless, inconsiderate, triggering. And I'm going to spend some time now thinking about what I've done and growing and learning and possibly even giving money to, you know, some kind of charity that, deals with this kind of thing.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, so, I mean, you know.
How to do apology in three parts. You know, that's the thing is if you, this is kind of maybe a good area of discussion is the apology because so many people have to apologize for things that
I'm
they
sorry
say.
Sorry for this podcast.
Yeah. The reason why a lot of the apologies don't work is because, you know, there's this like whole psychology behind the apology, and it's really the person you're apologizing to has to feel seen and heard.
Some people,
and so if you're like, hey, I apologize, like there's people that are like, oh, he's faking it. Like you have to really fucking double down on like why I was wrong, how I was wrong. It's a very tricky bit of business to apologize. You have to say why you were wrong, how you were wrong, and how you're going to fix it. So this is any apology sort of supposed to be like that.
Who told you that?
I was interested in why certain apologies a while ago were like, you know, like I read Louis C.K.'s apology and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then people were like, it's not good. And I got schooled on, I was like, oh, I was wrong. So
who's to say what's good or bad?
Well,
when it comes
I mean, I'm being slightly facetious, but the you know, people have this whole, so I looked up what makes a good apology, like how do you apologize? And it's from a husband who misses the wife's anniversary all the way to like,
wait, why is it just the wife's anniversary? Wouldn't it be both of their anniversaries?
Well, predominantly in this male culture, we're not doing that anymore. It's just for the woman.
Well, first of all, I did get you anniversary of flowers and a card.
I never get you anything.
You got me nothing.
Yeah. I get you this all year round.
That's not a present.
Yeah.
You didn't get, no.
Having a wife? Oh,
please.
God. It would be amazing. Literally, get me that for Christmas. That's the most. To have a wife. Remember when Kate lived with us? When she was going through a divorce?
What happened with that?
She would make breakfast for us. I was like, I remember she brought me like toast with tomato and avocado in bed once. I was like, is this what it's like? Is this what you get? Oh, heaven.
I wish you would have done the leaves and the gutters.
Oh, here we go.
And wrapped the trees.
Do you want me to? I think you like that stuff.
What, doing that yard work like mm-hmm. I did all day today and the other
day? Is this why you're dressed like this? No, you got showered and stuff in between.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, this is still left over from...
I was outside doing, you know, do you see all the cushion covers?
They think we're really rich. They think we have...
We do have landscapers.
I know, but I was going to make a joke that you're dressed like the landscaper.
Oh. We do have a landscaper, but our landscaper's basically just... cuts the lawn, you know. Which
but there's 10 of them. There's so many, they descend, yeah, and they then you're like...
You know, they cut it, they do around. I have all the tools to do what they do, except I got to get a ride mower. Maybe I'll get one next year and do it myself, you know. So I don't remember what I was saying because I was interrupted. So we'll move on to another topic.
I'm trying to find a topic that's interesting than just like, oh, the ballot.
Well, I mean, you
know. It was too much information.
I
don't know how to.
Gonna go
I don't know how to make that interesting.
How's, you know, they're talking about shutting everything down again in New Jersey, the governor. You know, just when you're trying to get back to normal.
Well, they got to shut it down. This is the thing, in my opinion, and I wish, you know. People would listen to me.
Then this thing's never going to go away.
No, that every just open up, but just wear masks and no eating indoors. Just you have to eat outdoors. It's like, well, that thing, seems like it would fix it.
There, here's the problem.
Just wear your mask. Like, just wear your mask everywhere you go, and with people, even if you know them.
Here's the problem. When you're shutting businesses down.
But why are they shutting them down?
I don't. Because he doesn't think it's safe. But can I? Let me finish my point.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'll just.
I have a good point. You made your points.
I said something that I shouldn't have said, and I want to apologize for it. And I understand why that was hurtful. It made what you. I do think what you're saying is important, and I see how that was wrong. And I'm going to take some time now. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to grow, hopefully, from it, and I'm not going to do it again.
You already said all that.
I know, and I was doing it as a callback.
Oh. They shut down a business. The business owner still has to pay rent. Okay, so the landlord, his business is owning the building, collecting rent. That's his business, or one of his businesses, or her businesses. So if you're going to shut down a business where they can't make money, but they still have to pay rent, you have to also put a clamp on the landlord charging for rent. Because why is one business, the store, the comedy club, the restaurant, why are they closed down, but yet the landlord, whose business is rent, is not being closed down? It's not fair. You have to close down across the board. Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get it?
I do, but I don't know why you're also saying it like you're going to hit me.
I'm not saying
I'm saying. You're like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because
I was like sitting here, yes, agreeing and nodding.
I didn't see you.
I know, but why were you so angry at me there?
I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at what's going on. That these.
But you're not wearing your ring, so I'm not that scared that you'll hit me. When you have your rings on, you'll notice I'm a lot more polite. Do you see that?
You're trying to be funny during something serious. You're trying to be funny. Ha ha, let's make something funny out of it.
Well, that's like, I feel like that's our job. There's enough people like that actually know things that are saying the serious stuff.
They're not saying what I'm saying about the landlords making money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shut
down. You honestly believe you're the first person to ever be like, hey, it's a trickle-down situation. In this case, maybe trickle-up, but, you know, I don't understand politics that much, but yeah, you're saying like if people can't make money, they can't pay their rent, then the landlords are footing the bill, and at some point they got to get paid. So, you know.
They're not footing the bill. They're collecting the bill. They're collecting.
Oh, I see. Yes, right. That's what I meant.
The store owner is footing the bill.
But if you're not paying the landlord, then he's footing the bill. Like at some point.
Well, if one loses, everybody loses. You can't pick and choose who loses.
Maybe you should have hit me.
No, do you understand? You can't pick and
across the board. If I could be passed out right now, I think it would be better for everybody, myself included.
I'm trying to make a point.
No, I'm listening.
Across the board. You know, it's not fair. People can't pay rent if they're not bringing in any money.
Clear.
They can't, you know. Same with mortgages. You got to, you know.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food. All delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
The banks.
A year off or whatever.
The banks are not going to stop charging you for your mortgage. Well, that's the thing with the rent, too, is that. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead. No, I was yawning. I was tired.
No, the people that didn't have to pay rent for a while.
Who were they?
Like, there's businesses and personal people that like somehow got like furloughed or
personal people.
You know, just regular like people personal. That are whatever, just regular, not corporations. You know, anyway, when the 6 months is up or whatever, they will have to pay all that back rent, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, great. See, that's why we should be funny.
Well, I don't know.
Because we don't know a lot of stuff. We're bringing a lot of questions to the table, no answers.
Well, you can't just sit here and be funny for fucking whatever, half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour.
I mean, it's done. Funny. It's done. I will say this.
Name one podcast that's funny?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's like people can be funny for extended periods of time. It's our fucking business. You're like, hey, I'm going to go on stage tonight as a headliner, but I'm only going to be funny for about 20 minutes of this.
Sometimes, yeah. Yep.
But you don't tell them in advance.
No, but I'm not telling these people in advance. Just they got to listen and come to their own conclusion. You know, I worked last night and you know, then there's 20 people in the audience.
Yeah, set it up for us.
25 people. I mean, it was only... They were only allowed 40 in the room. I think there was 25, 27. People do not want to go inside. They just do not want to go
right.
inside.
Who would want
and,
to?
And, you know, nobody knows there's a con. That's the first time they did a comedy show at this venue. You know, nobody knows about it. Please, nobody knows and nobody gives a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have the host does a few minutes. Then he brings up this guy, another two guest spots, and then me. And, you know, it's I do some COVID material. It's funny.
But these people who are there, they don't believe in COVID.
No, they're there to have a good time. I mean, people do want to get out, some people.
But I wouldn't go indoors.
You do go. I just pushed the camera. Oh, now it's a better angle. And that was an accident for my foot.
Okay.
It's at 24 minutes there, but it's at 26 here. Do you know why? Well, I'm going to tell you why.
I know why.
No, you don't know why. I guarantee you get it wrong. Why on the audio it's 26 minutes and why it's 24 minutes on the video. I bet you get it wrong, but go ahead.
Because I did a read for 2 minutes then started the camera.
Okay, you got it right.
What did you think? No, you thought it was something else, but what?
No, I know it was because you did a read.
How would I not get that? Like,
because you don't have common sense. You're smart, but you really don't have common sense.
Oh,
you know that.
Oh, my God. It's like, I started the camera after? Like, nope, this is beyond your ability to figure out. This is.
Well, you're not the brightest when it comes to just common sense. That's all.
I know, but it was like not even a. It's like you know why? I bet you don't. I started the camera a little later. Ah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it. So I did.
I can't do this because somebody save me.
Here's what I'm saying. So I do the show. Oh, I mean,
it was
funny.
It's like a GoFundMe to like get me out of this, whatever this is.
I didn't pick my nose. I scratched it.
Okay.
You ever see people that like have no problem? Just whatever. I don't want to do that kind of material.
Oh, you don't? And then you're ever driving and then you feel what? You get stuck on your head and you can't get it
I told
off.
You that years
that
ago.
Used to do it as a bit.
No, I didn't. I did it on the phone to you. I never did it as a bit. That's gross. You've never heard me do boogie or poop material.
Oh, really?
Really? Have you ever heard me on stage?
Oh, my God.
If you could, I'm telling you, you haven't. I don't do that.
It is true, since Rich started pointing it out. 100% of TV shows and movies have someone going to the bathroom.
It's so stupid.
It's so crazy. Every single, it's like, is this supposed to be edgy? Why do they keep doing it?
Look at these backers turn these peeing.
Every single movie. Now, just watch. Literally every single movie. Last night I watched one. I was like, there it is. There it is. It's in there.
Somebody going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I started off with material. Somebody. But then, you know, there's 25 people in the room. So you just start doing crowd work. I mean, I'm, you know, it's really funny, the stuff I was doing.
Oh, great.
And then somebody came in with a dog and they go, oh, look, a dog. And
somebody came into the showroom with a dog?
Yeah, they're sitting at the bar or something holding a dog. And they said it was a comfort animal or something. Then they go, oh, the dog is blind. The lady, the dog is blind. So it was kind of weird that I'm surprised they didn't have a CNI dog for the blind dog.
Oh, that's funny. Was that?
That was one of my lines.
Yeah, but you didn't mean to do it here, right? Because you said
no, I don't do it.
No, we're not. Why you gotta be funny?
And so then, like the dog. I mean, I did a bunch of stuff on the blind dog. I go, how do you know it was blind? You threw a stick or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. It wasn't mean. It was funny.
I mean, it's in the moment. It's probably hard to recreate here. You know?
No, hilarious. I'm not trying to recreate. Then another couple came in and sat right across from them at the bar. And I said to him, I go something like, listen, if you get no reaction from the dog across the bar, don't take it personal.
Right.
Because the dog can't see. But it was very funny.
Right, right.
And I
just said, don't try to recreate it, maybe.
I'm just saying,
and then
well, I just wanted
go, no. And then you did
no
try to recreate
what I'm trying
it.
To say is the couple that came in, the girl was extremely attractive. And I just wanted to talk to them and try to find out where it stood. And then a couple came
is
up.
Is that true?
No. Then a couple.
Okay,
yes.
When you're out at a bar or whatever, you brought it up
bars.
A couple times. You said to me, oh, nobody hits on me anymore.
Yeah, you said I don't.
But you forget, like, I'm not Bobby Kelly. Like, I'm your wife. Like, it's a weird thing
you
to bring
told
up.
Me to flirt with people.
Yeah, I think when I say flirty, I mean be charming. Be flirty. Like, it doesn't. I'm not saying try to pick someone up. You understand the difference, right?
Uh-uh.
Of like being like a fun, flirtatious, interesting person and like being like, you got nice boobs. Like,
there's a difference.
Is that flirting to you to be like, oh, I want to fuck you in the broom closet? Like, that's flirting?
No, that's fantasy. No,
so then I I guess like.
Oh, let me tell
you. I'm not telling you.
What?
I'm not, I guess I was wrong. Don't be flirty. Be funny and charming in real life. That's all I'm saying to women. Because a lot of times I notice that you have no, or maybe it's just when I'm around, you have no interest in women. Like, you don't look up, you don't
do.
Say hello.
A
lot of times you're very like.
I always check out women.
Okay, see, once again, we're on a different, we're seeing things differently. I don't mean that you should be looking at women sexually. I'm saying you don't even notice them as humans, like,
oh,
in
get
your
out
space.
Of here. I'm not even one of those people.
Like, when women are around, do you look up and say, hey, how's it going? What's up?
As much as I do when men are around. How you doing? What's going on? If I, say we're
okay,
sitting
I,
say we're sitting at the
I,
cellar.
I feel like...
Say we're sitting at the cellar and a girl comic comes up, say Marina or Nikki or someone.
Okay,
I go,
yes,
hey,
a girl comic.
Hello.
Yeah.
I go, hello. You know, for anybody else, hello, what am I supposed to do? Roll out a carpet or something, you know?
No.
I'm very shy. I'm a shy person. After the show, after the show, a couple came up to me and they want me to perform New Year's Eve. But they run swinger conventions or whatever, get-togethers.
Yeah. I've done shows where there's been the swingers in the audience.
What do you mean?
They're huge groups. They're really not. Like, they're like big groups of people that meet up. So some of the times they hook up with each other or whatever.
Where do you do a show like that at?
I've done a ton of shows where like 12 of the, you go, hey, where are you from? What are you, we're with a group. What is the group? It's like.
Well, they asked me to do New Year's Eve. I mean, it's not good money, so I said yes for now, but if a better offer comes along, but who
well,
knows what the fuck
publicly,
is.
Publicly, yeah.
What? What, that if better money comes along?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't sign a contract yet.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's still early. Nothing's going to be open New Year's Eve anyhow. But I guess if you do a private event, you can't shut down.
But are you
down.
Doing it out? Like, I don't get why you're doing shows indoors. I think you should only do shows outdoors.
No, I keep it's too cold now.
I know, but that's
you
unfortunately.
Keep away from people, wear your
I
mask.
Know, but people, they do this weird thing where they go, but I want to go on a cruise. I deserve it. But I should be allowed to eat in a restaurant. It's like,
I don't
yeah,
do it.
But it's a pandemic. Like, we're still living an incredibly privileged existence in a pandemic. We have Wi-Fi. We have like people delivering food to us. You know, it's like you don't. I know you want to do shows, but you can't do everything you want
You've
to do.
You've done some
in a
inside
pandemic.
Shows.
I've never done an indoor show. No,
yes,
I haven't.
You have.
Where did I do it?
Somewhere.
No.
Yep.
No, I.
You never done an inside show?
I've never done an indoor show.
Have you gone to Walmart or to the
supermarket? Yes, but I'm wearing a mask.
And I wear a mask indoors.
Oh, when you're doing your show?
No, the people are 20 feet from me.
Listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do whatever you want to do. I'm simply saying that when people get into a situation where they can't do what they want to do, they start letting their brain come up with reasons why, justifying why it's okay to do. Which is what people do. And that's why people don't wear masks, because they don't want to. They don't like it. They don't feel like it. So then, oh, here comes this political cause. Now they can align with that. And then they don't have to wear their mask. It's like you're – and then calling it rights, which is the craziest, stupidest thing in the world, because there's all kinds of things you have to do.
Craziest – you didn't have to say craziest and stupidest.
Okay. Thank you. You're right. I apologize, and I just want to say I've thought about it, and it was insensitive.
I got like 5 different masks in my car. I got masks everywhere, in my golf bag, my car, suitcase.
Okay, that's not what we're doing.
We're not masks.
Virtue signaling, like, oh,
virtual
Rich
statement.
Has more masks than anyone I know, so he does a couple of shows indoors. You're allowed to do it. I'm not
and
saying
I
don't.
Walk in the place with a mask and I have
I'm just saying.
When I ate, I walked away from the people.
Why are you getting mad? It's my personal opinion that I shouldn't do. You're feeling defending it because in your mind, I think you know I'm right, so you have to defend it.
Oh, no, I don't think you're right. You don't,
well, then,
you don't
then,
know the
then
situation.
Then you just say, well, I feel like I should be able to do shows indoors.
I feel like I should be.
There you
I
go. There but you you're go. Not. You're like, you know that. That's
oh,
what I think.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't, you act like not once have I sold a CDs after any show, excuse me.
Well, that's a big deal for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying you're bad or wrong or anything. You do.
You did say I was wrong.
I wouldn't do it is what
okay,
I should have said.
Okay, so that's the difference. That's what makes the world go round.
We happen to live together, so it's a little bit tricky, but you know, like if you get it, I'll get it, but.
If you get it, I'll get it.
I wouldn't eat in a restaurant. These are things that I personally would not do. I'll go anywhere and do anything and try to live my life if I'm wearing a mask. Yes.
Did you go to the salon? Yes.
Yes. No, I never did.
You didn't go?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you got your nails done?
Yes, but I had a mask on the whole time.
And I have a mask.
As I just said, these are my rules. If you can wear a mask the whole time, then I think it's okay to be indoors. If you can't wear your mask the whole time while being indoors, then... don't do it. That's for me. That's my rule. Okay? Raina has a completely different set of rules, well, and you have a completely different set of rules. So my bubble is bigger anyway than I'd like it to be.
My rules are pretty good. I got pretty good rules. Do you agree? No, but I do.
I mean, I feel like I'm not mad or angry to anybody for doing anything because it's just like it's hard to know what to do in a pandemic. However, I do feel like some people are just like really taking the easy way out, not realizing like it's not supposed to be this easy, perfect thing. It's a fucking pandemic.
People are, you know.
There's been much harder periods of time.
People, you know, you go to certain states and they're all, there's, you know, the room's got 100% of people, and you go to some states that got 25%.
Yes, right.
So, you know, there's mixed messages throughout the country.
Well,
from...
I don't go by what is allowed legally.
No, I'm just saying, just, you
in
know,
almost any part of my life. But
one second I say, excuse me, cases are down, cases are up, there's going to be a vaccination, there's going to, you know, what the fuck? You know who's making big money off of this? People that came up with those floor decals 6 feet away, keep your distance. Those people, who would have thought that floor decals is going to make people millionaires?
Yeah, sure. They almost closed down, and then this pandemic hit, and they were like, we're back in business.
We're back
folks.
In business. And what's 6 feet? Why not 7 feet? Why not 8 feet? Why 6 feet?
Well, because
feet?
That's what the CDC said, that if you cough or something indoors— that's where it'll go. But the problem is that
it travels.
Like if you sneeze, it travels. Yes, it's like, it's not that. I honestly think if you just wear your mask, you're probably just going to be fine.
I always bring my own microphone. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and do that too.
I bring my own
Why
microphone.
Why don't you do your show with your mask on? You can hear you through the mask.
It's hard to breathe with those on when you're talking.
Yeah, I don't like having it on for I really do feel bad for people who have to wear it all day long. It's.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
It's very uncomfortable.
So are you. I mean, this podcast.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Well, we're going to wrap this up. Oh, this week our special is coming out. on Thursday, I think.
Oh, the parking lot show starring Colin Quinn.
Yeah, what's the name, title?
I think it's called The Parking Lot Show.
Starring Colin
Quinn. A parking lot comedy show starring Colin Quinn and friends, maybe? Something like that?
It comes out this Thursday.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
On HBO Max.
I didn't see it yet, Rich. You saw it.
No, I only saw like 15 minutes of it. Then I turned it off.
Why didn't you watch the whole thing?
Because I'd rather wait till it's on TV.
Oh, you want to see it?
I want to see it on TV. And plus, I look so fat. One shot. Oh, my God. My stomach was out. But I don't look I'm not as fat as I appear on camera. Because my upper body's all... This is all muscle. It's all muscle. Look. Feel that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
No, the top. Feel.
Oh, no. It's hard. I get it. Yeah.
It's my... Hit my chest. For real.
Oh.
Is that muscle?
Oof. Yeah. No, you... I think you look
Pinch
good.
Pinch me up here. Feel that up.
Okay. I don't want to go over all your body parts.
Okay. So... But when you get older, you gain weight in your stomach, and that takes away. If I was ripped, are you kidding me? And I could be if I really put my mind to it. But, you know, and I blame Bonnie and Raina for bringing all these snacks in the house. You know, it's hard to avoid them when they're there in front of you.
First of all, I bring snacks into the house because it's like... People like it. It's enjoyable.
That's what I'm saying.
To have snacks. And if I go grocery shopping, the first thing anyone asks me is like, what'd you get? Like they want.
No.
They don't want to know like, oh, I got some Beyond Burgers and some, vegetables. No. They want to know.
Who's they?
You and Raina.
No, I never ask what you got. There's rice pudding in there that's been in there for, you know.
Okay. Well, why? Like, then don't eat. If you don't want to eat it, don't eat it.
By
the way, you always are bringing cakes in. Oh, that's right. You're always
Raina.
The one bringing cakes and ice cream or whatever.
I don't bring ice cream.
You and Raina go out for ice cream quite often.
No, we did twice over the summer, three times.
Seems like a lot.
Over the whole summer. I took her to Rita's a couple times outside. So on HBO Max is coming out this Thursday. It's going to be hilarious. What I've seen is very funny. Shot very well. Looks cool. Colin did a great job.
I'm excited to see HBO it. Colin directed it.
Everybody, it just looks good. So, you know, good luck.
Who's in it? Marina, Christy Stefano.
Dan Soder. Keith Robinson.
Dan who?
Soder. Oh. Keith Robinson, Bobby Kelly, Sam J. Who else? Sam J.
Rachel Feinstein.
Rachel Feinstein. Is that it? Colin, me, you. Who else is in it?
That's it. I think that's it.
I don't know, but
it was
funny.
Did you say Keith Robinson?
Yeah, of course I said Keith Robinson.
Bobby Kelly.
Bobby Kelly. Of course I said Bobby Kelly.
Christy Stefano.
Let's name people that weren't in it. You want to name people that weren't
no.
in it?
No, let's.
Come on.
I want to go now.
Joe DeRosa wasn't in it.
I'm bored.
Norton wasn't in it. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up. So I got to work outside of Chicago on Friday. That's giving me anxiety. Flying, because I haven't flown in 6 months, 8 months.
I might fly because you could wear your mask the whole time.
Yeah, I'll wear my mask the whole
time.
Don't
ever take it off. Don't eat on the flight.
Who eats on a flight? On a long flight, I do.
Me, I do. Everyone does. It's like if you don't have food for your flight, you're like crying.
I used to bring my
own
food.
It's weird that you get so hungry on a flight. Like you wouldn't think like, oh, I'm going to go somewhere and do some errands. It's going to take me about 2.5 hours. I better have a snack. Like you don't think about it. You're like, you just go about doing your life. But if you go to get on a plane for 2.5 hours without a snack, you lose.
You got it.
Woo!
Woo! That's what I'm saying.
It's a weird, weird time. But don't eat on a plane and just wear your mask.
That's the name of this podcast.
Use my
system. Snack. Bring a snack.
Eat outdoors.
Eat outdoors. Bring a snack.
All right. Thank you. I got to go.
So do I. What are we going to do? We're going to go get our third coffee pot in a year. Coffee maker. Whatever. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old.
a mind bomb and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.